Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Fran Sales, Assistant Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. I'm here today with George Crump, Lead Analyst for Storage Switzerland, to talk about PCIe bus extenders, one way of implementing I/O virtualization. Hi, George, and thanks for being here with me today.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, first, how does the PCIe bus extenders approach to I/O virtualization work?
Well, the name is actually probably the most appropriate in the industry. It's exactly what it is. You put a PCIe card of sorts into your existing server. Generally, it's relatively small in size and relatively inexpensive. And then you run essentially a PCIe cable out to a sort of a gateway type box. And then within that gateway, you put multiple cards that you can then share across any server that's attached to that gateway.
All right, so how does that approach differ from I/O virtualization via software virtualization?
Well, architecturally, there's a lot of similarities. There's almost always a gateway box with I/O virtualization. And typically with software, what the vendors are doing is they're using software on top of maybe a InfiniBand card or a 10 gigabit card to provide that connectivity. So there's a couple of vendors that are doing it over Ethernet now, and there's a couple of vendors that are doing it over InfiniBand.
And what are the benefits and drawbacks to PCIe-based I/O virtualization devices for users?
Well, number one, it's probably going to be the most cost-effective, provide the best cost performance of any of the solutions. The problem you're going to have with a 10 gig type of solution is that you got to pay for the 10 gig card, of course, and 10 gig may not be enough. With PCIe, you're getting the full performance of the PCIe bus, plus generally the extension cards are about 50% less than the other. So definitely should be a cost advantage and should be a performance advantage. From a drawbacks perspective, probably the big problem is PCIe was never designed for networking, right? InfiniBand was, and of course Ethernet was. And so not only are you trying to network across something that wasn't really designed to network, you're also, even if all that works, which in our experience it does, you're implementing yet another network into your environment, and I don't know if the data center really wants to do that.
So what are the key steps to implementing PCIe bus extenders?
Well, you're almost always going to have server downtime because you need to put the card in and go. In theory, you should be able to do that without a reboot, but I think most people are going to want to plan some maintenance. Obviously, you're going to have to rack and stack the gateway and then decide which cards to put in the gateway. So probably the key step to me is more the selection of the card itself, right? What cards are you going to share in that gateway? So generally, they're going to be high-performance Ethernet cards and things like that.
And what are the requirements that IT shops need to address before implementing PCIe bus extenders?
Well, I kind of hinted to that, I guess. But I think the big one is to understand what kind of cards you want to share. And so typically, these are going to be very high-bandwidth cards. So you could take a 10 gig or a 16 gig fiber channel connection and share that amongst maybe six or seven servers, things like that. So that's probably the number one thing, is look at what you want to share. The second thing is look at the capabilities of the cards that are going in these gateways. Some have the ability to present themselves as multiple cards built right into the hardware, and that'll be helpful. Otherwise, you're going to need to count on your operating system or hypervisor to provide that support, and today, many don't.
Finally, what vendors are in the space of PCIe-based I/O virtualization, and how successful have these implementations been?
The three that I'm most familiar with are Zygo, Virtensys, and Aprius. Aprius has, as I understand it, has not made it, and they're selling off their assets. Zygo is mostly now more down the software category. They're trying to do this over Ethernet. They were originally an InfiniBand solution. The PCIe, pure PCIe play that I'm most familiar with is Virtensys, and they seem to be doing pretty good. The customers that I've been exposed to theirs in limited numbers, seem to be pretty happy with what they have.
Great. Thanks for all those answers, George.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
And for more information on the PCIe bus extender's approach to I/O virtualization, you can visit searchvirtualstorage.com.